Hey guys, it's Amy Tuck, and we just noticed this will be our 118th episode. That's a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. We should go back one day and listen to all of our old ones. Oh my
God. Or at least listen to like the first one.
I think that we'll be surprised with the quality, but I don't think like we've changed that much.
No, I agree.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the things that we talk about and the way we say it. And
I agree.
Okay, so today I wanted to podcast. A lot's happened, but we can't cover everything that we haven't covered.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just moving forward with one of the latest things that we've heard. And you worked today.
Mm-hmm.
You have a job now.
I have a job.
Other than
dance.
Oh.
So I guess I have three. Just kidding.
Podcast, dance, and now your other job. So, you may or may not have heard this. I don't think you heard this because I think you would have talked to me about it.
Right.
But there's somebody who I really, really admire in the music industry who has written a song for BTS and said that it'll be on their next album.
On BTS's next album?
And I have called this person a musical genius before.
Is it Pharrell?
It's not Pharrell.
Right. Is it Phil Collins?
It's not Phil Collins.
Can you give me like a hint?
It is a guy. He just came out with another song that I made you listen to on
Saturday.
Is
he an older guy or a younger guy?
He's like late 20s, I bet.
Late 20s. Is Ed Sheeran?
Yes. Yes. Ed Sheeran wrote a song for BTS.
Didn't he write a song for BTS before?
I think he did.
Is it Home?
No. I thought it was the one that Yoongi sings. Or no. No. Let's take a look. Let's see. It was Make It Right, which I knew. Because I loved that song.
I know.
And I remember hearing when it was
Ed
Sheeran. I was like, oh, well, that's why. I love it.
And okay. Love also remixed the song, like him and his on the track. So there's a lot of collaboration on that song.
So let's see if I can play the video of Ed Sheeran
talking
on
about it.
Most Requested Live. Let's see if it'll play.
BTS. I've actually worked with BTS on their last record, and I've just written a song for them for their new record. And they're like super, super cool guys as well. BTS. I've actually worked with BTS.
Snap. Okay, so it was totally just a little snippet, but... yeah, this is going to be awesome because like I said, he is such a musical genius. And I think that BTS and their style and their vocals, they really lend themselves well to Ed Sheeran songs.
Well, I know Make It Right was like perfect, you know? And you know what's also great about it though, is that he doesn't make it like super poppy for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like super like Dynamite or Butter. Like Make It Right was like still like although Ed Sheeran didn't write like the whole song for them, you know what I mean, like it wasn't super mainstream, you know what I mean, like it was just like a good song.
It was just a good song.
Yeah
So I'm really excited about this.
Very excited.
And so I think we need to find out when that album comes out so that we can like circle it on our calendar.
Oh my god.
So
while we're talking on here, let's talk about the big news.
What's the big news?
Jungkook's eyebrow piercing.
Wow, we haven't talked about that?
We have not talked about that.
Okay.
All right.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
We've just talked about it ourselves.
Yes, not on the podcast. Yes.
Okay.
So in Butter.
Wait a minute. You did talk about it because you even said on a previous podcast that your friend told you.
Yeah, well, yeah, but now it's confirmed that it's real.
Okay, so now we're moving on.
We're moving on now, guys.
Okay.
So, in Butter, the eyebrow piercing was fake. It was...
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. It was, like, two, like, stickers, basically. And you could see it.
And then he got the real one?
And then he got the real
one. I'm not convinced. I think it's been real the whole time, but okay.
No. The one in Butter was fake. You could totally tell. But anyways.
Anyways.
So then he also shows up with this giant sleeve of tattoos. Like, who knows how far, like, if they go past his chest. Like, I don't even know. He has so many tattoos now. He looked super edgy. And in their newest, the Festa concert, all of them looked super edgy. Like, a lot more than usual. And I honestly love that.
We talked about that. I was like, they're, like, totally grown up. Like, it was like watching Jay Park perform.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I remember, I think I showed you something. You're like, is that Jay Park? I was like, that's Jungkook.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I wonder if they had different stylists or if their stylists just were like, let's just go like
full out, full on edgy guys.
And I think the thing too that we forget too, because like we've kind of watched them grow up, is they're like grown men.
No.
You know, like why shouldn't they be like super edgy? And it was just a little shocking.
Well, and I love it because even so, I think that the thing is, with K-pop idols, like, they can be edgy, but there's still, like, aspects of them that are very soft and stuff. Whether that's the makeup, or their clothing, or their hair. But, like, in that newest performance, like, they were, like, all edgy. You super know what I mean? Edgy. Like, and I loved it.
That's
like,
because that's how you dress.
Yeah, I was gonna say. And it's probably because I'm more, like, I'm from the US, you know what I mean, and stuff. But I loved it. I was like, oh my god, please keep these same stylists all the time. Because I just loved it. Like, I don't know. I like when, like, people don't look, like, as, like, super clean.
I'm not sure, though, that that's the natural style that they would have picked for themselves.
Yeah, the only person who I think would have is J-Hope and Jungkook.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So it might have, like, some of them might have picked it for themselves, but I'm not sure all of them would. Like, I don't think RM would necessarily
dress like that. I think maybe sometimes, like, maybe, like, certain aspects of that he'd take, but not exactly. And then Jimin, he likes dressing in, like, suits and stuff. Tae, he has his little, like, coffee core thing going on. Oh, maybe Suga. Maybe. I could kind of see Suga. I don't see Jin wearing stuff like that. Did I forget anyone? No. Didn't forget
nobody?
Awesome.
Okay.
No.
What else? So,
go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, concerts, again, are starting to happen, so I'm kind of just wondering,
keep your eyes out, people.
Yeah.
Do you think that we will have a concert before Jin goes into the military?
I think,
okay, now, do you think our concert will be before Jin goes into the military?
I don't know. LA is usually one of the first shows.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
I'm thinking yes. Yes. And I'm not, obviously at this point, it's not that LA's restricting it. It's not that they don't probably have the venues anymore. I don't know, it could be. Maybe things are booked already, but I think it's more like Big Hit is like, we have to
keep them safe.
Super sure that they'll be okay.
Well, and even like recently, like things have started to clear up, and even like the Festa concert, like they were all like online viewers. There was no one like actually there.
Yeah, again.
So,
and what did we say that last time? Oh, with Billboard, we were like, Big Hit still wasn't ready
to let them
go perform, and that's even like at a place where it's not as many people.
And there was, like, all kinds of restrictions, and people were tested and stuff like that. Like, at a concert, you can't test everyone, and you can't be sure not everyone was exposed. Right, you know what I mean?
Maybe they're waiting to see, like, how the vaccines are really working.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows what Big Hit is planning? Well, who knows what HYBE is planning? Whoopsies.
So, there's one thing that I want to talk about that I don't think we mentioned it, but... So, Hobi's sister got married.
Yes.
And Hobi actually was responsible for organizing a lot of that wedding.
As he was the bride's brother.
And it looked like maybe he even gave her away. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But there was a part where, like, he was, like,
standing
with her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so I'm like, that was interesting. But... what do you think about these leaked photos?
All right. So, to me... Okay, if you are going to, if you're invited to like a wedding and there's a famous person there, I think you could take pictures, but I think unless you have the consent of A, the famous person, and B, of like the person whose party or whatever it is, then you can release them. But like, okay, I also don't know, I don't think it's entirely appropriate, and like granted, like they could have not been taking pictures of just him, but there were a few that I feel like people were taking pictures of just him, and I don't think that that's very appropriate, you know what I mean? I think that if you're taking a group photo and you're like, oh, J-Hope's in this group photo, like that's cool, you know what I mean? But unless like you're like, can I take a picture of you? I don't know, you know what I mean? But it really bugged me that his sister was even like, please, I don't want any of my wedding photos out. Like, please delete all posts and stuff. And people still weren't deleting them.
Mm-hmm.
That bugged me because I was like, what's up, guys? Like, this is her wedding.
Like, she made it
she
clear.
She wants it to be her thing. Especially because she has, like, a brother who's famous. A lot of stuff gets out. You know what I mean? And I think that her having a wedding, like, especially since it's her wedding, it's a very, like, special thing to a lot of people, you know what I mean? And that's her personal thing, and that's what she wanted, and she didn't want photos released. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean?
I feel bad because I'm like, man, like, here she goes and invites these people,
mm-hmm.
and, like,
they're the ones who leaked the
photos. They might have betrayed her. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if she explicitly said, look, please don't release any pictures if you take pictures. Because if she said that and then they did it, that's really bad.
Mean. Mm-hmm.
Now, if she didn't say it and then they released it and they went like, back, oh, and they're like, oh, yeah. I didn't know you didn't, mm-hmm. then that would be another thing. I don't mm-hmm. know. I don't know which one it was.
I don't know what happened either.
Because I was not there either. I was busy, so I was like, sorry.
Sorry, guys, I can't attend.
Can't go to your wedding.
It's, you know, we're just too busy to fly out right now, but maybe next time.
We have a couple of trips coming up. We're going to Vegas next month.
We are going to Vegas next month. Oh my god.
Maybe there'll be like a pop-up store on this trip.
Maybe.
When we go or something. That would be really cool. Like
I'm
a
sure
BT21.
At least some place sells BTS mm-hmm. stuff. At least one place mm-hmm. does. So that would be exciting, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to see. And then hopefully we can do a video of our Vegas trip.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 12 minutes. That's about average. I think that's good. Okay, so we will keep watching everything. Stay like posted for more concert news. Don't forget, if you guys bought your tickets for the concerts last year, Ticketmaster still
is holding.
Yeah,
them for
they're
you.
Holding them for you. So don't get rid of them. No matter how tempted you are, don't get rid of them. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey guys, it's AE Talk. One more thing.
One last thing.
Do you want to say? Me say? Well, we just wanted to say, like, as soon as we finished recording this, before we were able to publish it, they came out with the name of the song. Well, they didn't really come out with it. It was leaked.
Oh.
So they asked Ed Sheeran, they were like, what's your favorite BTS song?
He was like, yeah.
And he was like, well, I think it's their new song, Permission to Dance. And people were like, Oh my gosh.
So that's the name of
the song? Yeah, I bet that's his song. The other thing is, I don't know if you saw this too, but it's on their
Instagram.
It's on a group picture, and there's a flyer on the photo.
That says permission to dance.
Yes, I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Okay, so we're thinking that's the name of the song. Hope so, because dance, BTS stuff, I mean...
Bam. Boom, bum.
Winning combination. Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Can't fail.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.